really should talk about where we've been, where I've been. Those of you close to me will know I struggled with a bit of depression last year, but I'm fizzed about doing the collab. Welcome back to the Cycling Collab Podcast. You better believe it. Season 2. This is episode 1. The same goddamn good podcast, but just in a slightly different format. We're back. That's the main thing, right? The podcast is back. This episode, you'll notice, of course, something slightly different, and that is that I'm here on my own. If you're watching this, thank you very much for tuning in via YouTube. If you're listening to this over your favorite podcast platform again, thank you very much. It's going to be a great season, I can tell you that. The Cycling Collab is back. We're going to have some great friends of the podcast in the studio talking with us, and I'm hoping that I'm going to make some new friends over the season as well, and bring you some quality banter, some updates on some cool stories about what's happening around the place, around the traps, and yeah. So, nonetheless, here I am. I'm back. And I suppose I thought for the first episode of season 2 of the Cycling Collab podcast, well, those of you close to me will know I struggled with a bit of depression last year. Where the podcast been? We've been a little bit absent. MIA, it's been a minute. And to be fair, the podcast has been here all the time, and it's just sitting in the background. Like most of you out there, I have a full-time job, have a normal job, and 2022, it was a very, very busy. Saw a lot of travelling and a lot of work pressure going on with all sorts of things happening. So there was a bit of downtime there. I have been, myself, continued doing podcasts. I've was back on board with Team CP, or currently am back on board with Team CP, helping them out do some podcasts in conjunction with the Kathmandu Coast to Coast. So that's been cool doing their podcasts. Looking forward to the Coast to Coast coming along and doing some live streaming from all the transitions in the coming month. That's going to be cool too. I've done a bit of MCing, MC'd the CX Nationals, Edition Zero. In fact, we were highly involved with helping Andy set up and run Edition Zero, and can I say, what a fabulous, 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 fabulous gravel race that was. That was epically off the hook, no words. It was a bit wet at the end of the day, but the rest of the day was just, man, it was good. Edition Zero, who came? Who's coming this year? That's the most important thing. 2023 Edition Zero, get your entry in now. Find some accommodation in Waimate or somewhere close. It is going to be even better. It is the best gravel race in New Zealand, period. No arguments. Yeah, so we've been doing all those jobs. What else has been going on? Just lots of things, really, and I really needed a reset, to be fair. You know, season 2, like I said, is going to be slightly different. Season 1, what we'll call season 1, I mean, it was just fabulous. The uptake from everybody out there who really enjoyed our podcast, and got to say a big shout out to Rion. How good was it having Rion, and Rion on board with his experience and knowledge and thoughts and opinions. Rion, mate, thank you very much for everything you did through season 1. I hope that we can have you on somewhere throughout season 2 as a guest, maybe, and check in with what you've been doing. If you've been following Rion, you know that he's been doing some running. He's hung the bike up for a bit and doing some running, the damn idiot. But congratulations to Rion and Kate on the birth of their first child, a lovely daughter, Willow. How gorgeous is she? That just sounds like more bikes, more shoes, more equipment to me. But congratulations. What a beautiful young girl she is, and you'll make some great parents. So it's been busy, hasn't it, really, to be fair? But probably one thing, and this, look, this may be where it gets just a little personal, that happened last year is, and I'm not going to beat about the bush. Those of you close to me will know I struggled with a bit of depression last year. And it took a bit, that's for sure. And I've reached out. I reached out to, well, you know, eventually, you don't do that to start with. We all know that. So I recommend, if you've got anything going on, reach out and talk to someone. Find a good mate. Find somebody impartial. I talked to some specialists, some professionals, and I had some bloody good support in my life to help me through last year and those. But, you know, we're on the upside of that, and that's been great. And I've got to have a big shout out to, you know, to all of those, to the professionals that helped, to my family, of course, to Sandra. She's my rock. She's awesome. Some people in the industry. We had some dead air on this podcast, and you know, and people have gotten behind it and things. And actually, some of you are on the screen here now. Mark Drew from Tailwind, he's just an awesome, upbeat, 110 mile an hour rooster. That guy, and I love him to bits. He's awesome. Grant, guys from Jewelbo, again, actually, Grant messaged last year while we were in dead air, while the podcast wasn't even happening. He reached out to me and said, "Hey, how'd you like to do something?" And I'm like, "Mate, you know the podcast just isn't happening at the moment, right?" And he's like, "Absolutely, I do, but how about it?" So got involved with Grant and Jewelbo, amazing sunglasses, and of course they're just like, you know, when you're ready to get back on the air again, we're ready to be here with you. So thanks, Mark, thanks, Grant. To the Lighthouse Brewery, to Jason, who is a massive cycling fanatic and really passionate about the cycling industry. He's been great fun. I'm so proud to have him on board as an official partner of the Cycling Collab podcast. We all know I've drunk plenty of his beers over the last year. We've drunk far too many beers and done no riding. So I didn't ride a bike for, I don't know, maybe nearly 5 months, four and a bit months. I never rode a bike. And then when I started, I had all this wind and gust and started, but it didn't lead to much. Went back to doing not much again. Drunk Jason's beers. Poured a few of his beers. That's been great fun. I've actually been doing some work. Sandra and I have been working for the Lighthouse Brewery and pouring some beers on a Friday night. Tap room. It's open on a Friday night. Bar Street, Christchurch. If you're looking for me, that's probably where you'll find me. But Jace, he's been great in the background, and he's been just egging me all the time going, you know, where's this podcast? Let's get it back. On the screen there, in fact, I'm just going to, if you're watching this, I'm going to move my mic here just for a minute because I'm actually hiding it, but this one here, Scotty Brown, Scotty Brown's Bike Emporium, and Scotty Brown's has been a great supporter of mine for a long time. They've really helped me anything cycling that I've wanted to do, but most importantly, Scotty Brown is a bloody good mate, and if I said that Mark Drew's 110 mile an hour, then Scotty Brown is 210 mile an hour, if you know Scotty, but I tell you what he does do. You know, he's just full, isn't he? He's full noise, and he is cycling passion, but he's a genuine bloke. And Scotty Brown, a big shout out to you, mate. You've reached out multiple times, text, checking on how I am, seeing what you can do. Mate, I appreciate that, everything that you've done. And again, another close mate of mine, Glenn Hedges, who's always checking on me as well. So now that we've made our way through that, to be fair, I've had a bit of a life reset, a bit of a zeroed out. We've had some time out, done a few cool things, but we're back. Podcast, Cycling Collab. And actually, another big thank you is to Season 1 supporters, to Tonelli. They were great. How awesome were they? We gave away some bibs. We did all sorts of things with them. We did an hour record. They made some skin suits. And of course, so thank you much, Tonelli. And Scotty Mitchell, mate, SJ Mitchell Builders and Timaru, you came on board with some passion and enthusiasm. In fact, you've still got it. And you helped dramatically keep this podcast running and also with that hour record. And of course, Scotty, you know, Scotty Mitchell, nobody gets an erection up like you do. Your erection at Edition Zero, mate, best erection I've seen in a long time, and maybe that's a chat for elsewhere. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. It's not as it's clean, it's good. But Scotty Mitchell, thank you so much, mate, for everything you did. So what, I guess, well, maybe let's look, we're personal here just for a minute, and some of you may not even know who or what I am. You know me for who I am now, and maybe through, you know, anything you've seen me do, from writing, from a bit of media stuff, whatever. But a lot of you people probably don't know the form of me. And it's not something I talk about a whole lot. But to me, I've actually got a very addictive personality. And when I was 30, I was, which is a few years ago now, I was 120 kilos, a smoker, a drinker, addicted to coke, all of those things. And when I was 30, I turned my life upside down. Got divorced, which was a pretty tough time because I have two beautiful children and they were really young at that time. Daniel and Emma, you guys are one of the most wonderful things to have in my life. Having kids is such a blessing. And really changed it. In fact, one of the catalysts for changing my life was actually my sister, who sent me down my brother-in-law's bike and said, bro, you need to get your fat ass on that bike and do something about it. So I did. I started riding and found the love of the outdoors again. Of course, when I was a young kid, I snow skied. I born and bred in Methven and at the bottom of Mount Hutt. And from about the age of three or four or something, I started skiing and then did a lot of ski racing in my school time and all of those things. And played rugby as you did and things. And then left school a bit early and become a truck driver. And a few unhealthy habits come with being a truck driver sometimes and all of those things. So at 30, I flipped my life upside down. And found the love of the outdoors, found the love of the biking community, the people around it, got into multi-sport, coast to coast. That was my first ever event that I did. And then I went through this real addictive life box ticking thing and found that I could ride a bike for a reasonable amount of time doing all the local 12 hours and 10 hours and getting on the podiums and things and went, well, what's next? Well, let's go 24-hour racing. And it turned out that the World 24-Hour Champs were on in Australia that next year. And I was like, well, hey, if you're going to do a 24-Hour Champs, you might as well go to the Worlds, right? So we set to and started training for that. And actually tried to go to Rotorua to do the moon ride back then and do the 24-hour ride then. And it rained so badly, we actually only did 11 hours of that. It got keep getting postponed and shortened and things. We did 11. So not to be outdone there and never to do things by half. We actually came home and ran an unofficial 24-hour in like the weekend after the shortest day, like June, July, whatever it was, at Bottle Lake Forest and got a heap of mates together. And like I had about 8 or 9 silly mates that were going, yeah, we'll ride it solo. And then we had some teams and we put this unofficial 24-hour race on just so I could get one under my belt before we went to the Worlds. Again, that was just, and that's just exactly those people in our fraternity, in you know, around us as bikers and athletes and things is that fraternity and it's what we all love, isn't it? Yeah, and then, you know, did back to multi-sporting, did Rebel Defiance, Godzone, and a few of those things, a couple of Pioneers under my belt, stage racing. I do actually quite enjoy stage racing and yeah, and there we are. So bang, 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 bang. And in fact, let's tell you a little really strange addictive personality story. And I used to be addicted to jet planes. And you might say, well, how can you be addicted to jet planes? Well, I guess it's the sugar, but jet planes were my sugar choice. And I remember I knew I was actually addicted this day when I was standing at the bench and I was peeling a carrot and for dinner. And my partner at the time, we were standing there peeling veggies for dinner. And I put it down and I said, I got to go. And she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I got to go to the supermarket and buy some jet planes. I need a fix. I need jet planes. And from that moment on, I was like, man, you know, I'm just as bad as a smoker, you know, that I was. So that's how I knew about that addiction. So anyway, off I went, bought a bag of jet planes and come back and was swiftly told that, mate, you're addicted to. So, you know, that's that whole addiction thing, right? Anyway, so yeah, so that's really briefly me. A lot of you will know a lot more about that. And, you know, really, you didn't tune into this channel to hear about me, I'm sure. So where is the collab going? I suppose that's the next thing, the Cycling Collab. This is episode one, I guess, and it's really an honesty podcast, isn't it, to be fair? Like I say, I've still got a full-time job. I've still got a whole lot of work this year coming up, some MCing jobs to do. A few other things. So I have got plenty on my plate, but I'm fizzed about doing the collab, being back with the Cycling Collab and doing this. So, you know, it may be monthly. I'm going to put one out. I can't see it being fortnightly, but hopefully monthly, and it'll be a good guest and good quality and some good chat, and that's the main thing. In fact, we're getting a new studio. I'm currently in, let me just push this button here. Welcome to my garage. This is my garage as the studio setup. We've got some audio here. We've got a camera going up here. We've got one going in front of us here. A couple of microphones because I'm actually currently sort of in coast-to-coast recording mode. Look at that, some Lighthouse Brewery beer there. Hazy Mango. Has anyone had the Hazy Mango? That's my pick if you need something to know what's good to drink at the Lighthouse. Yeah, so there's a bit of gear going on here. And this is actually in my garage, and behind me is a big green screen. Over here in front of the screen and things over here is actually all my all our bikes. They're all hanging on the wall and things here, but green screened out so you can't see it. But we're going to get a proper studio for doing a bit of all sorts of recording, and that's a big thanks to Jason from the Lighthouse Brewery. He's got a spare room at the brewery, so we're going to set up. I don't know if it's a good place to have it or not, but at the brewery we're going to take all this gear and set our podcast up there. We might have a desk set up for doing certain podcasts, maybe a couple of lounges to do it a bit more casual. Yeah, so that's going to be how we're going to do that. That's going to be pretty cool. There is potential that on the odd occasion there may be the odd live recording there. We may host the odd live recording of the Cycling Collab podcast, where if you're in town you can come along, have a beer, and listen to some chat. That's something that we're looking into as well, doing as well. Yeah, so that's that. What else? Well, lots of things, really, because, you know, last year we talked about having some merch and things. In fact, I'm wearing a Cycling Collab podcast hat. That's a new hat that we've just designed. But have been busy and designed a bit of a range of T-shirts. And under Cycling Collab, we're going to have some merch, some gear, some T-shirts and things that we're just getting together now. It's at the design. It's a few different versions. And we're going to put them out for sale. And hopefully you guys out there might buy something. That would be super appreciative. And that's going to go back to, one, running this podcast, helping fund this podcast, if we can do something like that, and potentially some other cool things that we're looking at doing. And maybe I'm jumping the gun, but you're going to hear it here first. One of the things we're looking at doing with the collab is putting a cycling team together with our good partners and a few other people. There's a bit of talks going on at the moment, and we're looking to just put a team together. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, and it sounds like there's some good support for that. And it'll be, we haven't decided, will it be 6 riders, will it be 10 riders, will it be however many, I'm not sure. We're hoping to put some kit together, maybe some entry fee money for these people, and some general support at races and things. And realistically, we really want some development riders, some young up-and-coming people who are right into the sport that we can support and help and share our knowledge and get them to some races and teach them some things. And don't worry, I won't be doing the teaching. I know what you're thinking. What do you know? And we've seen how you ride. yeah, so anyway, that's a wee way off, but that's something cool we're looking to do with the collab. Of course, don't forget, another way to help support the collab is to get over and to our YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already. Make sure you do. Make sure you hit subscribe. Give us some love over there. These podcasts, of course, will all go up there. You can look through the back catalogue of season one. Of course, don't forget all your normal podcast, Apple, Spotify, whatever, will be up on there. So yeah, don't forget, hit like, subscribe, give us a thumbs up. All of those things will help. What else we got? What else are we going to do? Well, I don't know. We're going to do lots of things, really. Well, that's what we're hoping to do. We're still involved with Edition Zero. So like I said, make sure you get involved there. If you've got any ideas that you want with the collab, by all means, yell out, reach out. If you've got someone you think would be good to interview, yell out. I've got a bit of a list of some cool people that I think would be good. I'll reach out to a few people and hope that they'll participate. We thought maybe we might do some organised rides, just some casual social rides, and maybe if we're lucky enough, I might try and talk whoever may be going to be the guest into coming for a ride that day first, and maybe we can all ride with the guest, and then I can go away and record a bit of podcast with them or her, because we've got some cool male and female athletes. And I'm not even saying that they're all going to be bike riders this year either. We may mix it up. We may just have the odd somebody special in the way there. We're involved in a few fundraising events along the way, so there'll be plenty of time that the collab will be out there and about and things. So, but most of all, what is the most important thing? Well, the most important thing is that I'm back. The podcast is back. More importantly, I'm hoping you're back, and I'm hoping you're going to listen and support and enjoy it. I know that you do, and that's actually why I'm back, is because I ran into, while we're off the air, everywhere I went, I'd run into somebody and they'd go, oh, when's the podcast coming back? When are you recording next? I'm like, well, actually, I'm not recording at the moment. But, you know, and they're like, oh, mate, you just got to do it. And I'm like, yeah. But, you know, for everybody that said that, for everybody who stopped me, actually, while I was away in Central Otago on holiday, got stopped and asked, when's the podcast back? I was just up Kennedy's Bush 2 days ago or a couple of days ago. And ran into somebody and they're like, when are you bringing the podcast back? So a lot of you have been asking. So I'm hoping you're going to support it. Of course, Tailwind, Jilbo, Lighthouse, Scotty Browns, all back to help us get through this. And for your listening appreciate, because we missed some cool stuff last year. The cycling world was lit, wasn't it? It was cool. There was lots of cool stuff happened last year. And I'm sorry we missed it. I missed calling, I miss talking about it all. I miss talking to you, full stop. Miss talking about some, well, I didn't do any events. I actually missed because I didn't do any events. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to getting back on my bike, going to a few events, participating in a few. I'm going to Motu Tapu, which is a cool wee ride. So I'm looking forward to that. And just doing some more stuff and some tales of those events and maybe a couple other bit of project stuff. So really, that's probably it. That's probably episode one. It actually dragged on longer than I thought, really. But I guess by now you all know I like to talk. Again, I can't thank you enough for tuning in. I'm so pleased we're back. I hope you are too. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you want. Share some love. Say, hey, it's great to hear your voice again. It's great you're back. Same on the YouTube. Leave some comments. Leave some likes. Do all of those cool things. And, you know, if you do that, we'll keep coming back. Until then, I'm just actually just scrolling through my list because I've got a hell of a list here of things that we're on to talk about, actually, to be fair. And I just better check that I've actually, have I listed everything? Oh, I think I have, really, to be fair. Yep, look, bugger it. Let's call it. I reckon that's enough for today. It's about time we had a beer. All right, thank you, everybody. Until the next one. And the next one, I guarantee you, the next episode won't be me. It will be me and a guest, and I guarantee you we'll have someone cool. Hopefully we'll be in our new studio by then. Until then, thank you very much. See you at the next one.